Chapter 12, The Wealthy Classes Not to be Passed By.
The servants of Christ should labor faithfully for the rich men in our cities as well as for the poor and lowly. There are many wealthy men who are susceptible to the influences and impressions of the gospel message, and who, when the Bible and the Bible alone is presented to them as the expositor of Christian faith and practice, will be moved by the Spirit of God to open doors for the advancement of the gospel. They will reveal a living faith in the Word of God and will use their entrusted means to prepare the way of the Lord, to make straight in the desert a highway for our God. For years, the perplexing question has been before us. How can we raise funds adequate for the support of the missions which the Lord has gone before us to open? We read the plain commands of the gospel, and the missions in both home and foreign fields present their necessities. The indications, yea, the positive revelations of providence, unite in urging us to do quickly the work that is waiting to be done. The Lord desires that moneyed men shall be converted and act as His helping hand in reaching others. He desires that those who can help in the work of reform and restoration shall see the precious light of truth and be transformed in character and led to use their entrusted capital in His service. He would have them invest the means He has lent them in doing good, in opening the way for the gospel to be preached to all classes nigh and afar off. Will not heaven be appreciated by the worldly wise men? Oh, yes, there they will find rest and peace and repose from all trifling, all ambition, all self-serving. Urge them to seek for the peace and happiness and joy that Christ is longing to bestow upon them. Urge them to give their attention to securing the richest gift that can be given to mortal man, the robe of Christ's righteousness. Christ offers them a life that measures with the life of God and a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. If they accept Christ, they will have the highest honor, honor which the world can neither give nor take away. They will find that in the keeping of the commandments of God, there is great reward. The compassionate Redeemer bids His servants give to the rich and poor the call to the supper. Go out into the highways and the hedges, and by your persevering, determined efforts, compel them to come in. Let ministers of the gospel take hold of these worldly moneyed men and bring them to the banquet of truth that Christ has prepared for them. He who gave His precious life for them says, "Bring them in and seat them at my table, and I will serve them." Ministers of Christ, link yourselves up with this class. Pass them not by as hopeless. Work with all the persuasion possible, and as the fruit of your faithful efforts, you will see in the kingdom of heaven men and women who will be crowned as overcomers to sing the triumphant song of the conqueror. "They shall walk with me in white," says the first and the last, "for they are worthy." Read Revelation 3:4. Altogether too little effort has been put forth for men in responsible places in the world. Many of them possess superior qualifications. They have means and influence. These are precious gifts entrusted to them by the Lord to be increased and used for the good of others. Seek to save men of wealth. Entreat them to return to the Lord the treasures He has lent them in trust, that in New York and other great cities there may be established centers of influence from which Bible truth in its simplicity shall go forth to the people. Persuade men to lay up their treasures beside the throne of God by returning to the Lord their substance, enabling His workers to do good and to advance His glory.